Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. It is that time. Congressman David Scott's 14th annual jobs fair, April 28th. I mean, thousands upon thousands have gotten jobs. We've been there since the beginning of it. And so it's time again. Congressman David Scott joins us. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Tawana. And it's great being with you. The sun is shining brightly finally here in Washington.
And here, too.
Oh, great.
And at home, too. Yeah. Jobs Fair, talk about historically what this Jobs Fair has done.
Well, this Jobs Fair has been extraordinarily good for Georgia. Ever since I've been in Congress, I'm in Congress now for 14 years, and we've had 14. This is our 14th mm-hmm. Jobs Fair. And I tell you, when you look back and look at all the employers who deserve the credit because they're the ones hiring mm-hmm. and getting the jobs for our people. And the cooperation that we've had with the media, with KISS, with Cox and WSB and all of you all, it is a genuine partnership. And that's the key to this. The greatness of what we are doing is that unwavering commitment and partnership that all of our media, the companies have come together, and we do this as a partnership every single year. I mean, just think, we're gonna have FedEx and UPS there hiring people, Delta Airlines, and some of these people have been there with us every single year, mm-hmm. just like you all have, Tawana, mm-hmm. on KISS, mm-hmm. and you broadcast from there, and you are part of it, and you see people come in there. And the head may be down a little bit. You can see they got anxiety in them, and their heart is heavy. But when they walk out of there with a job, mm-hmm. I mean, it's the change of the world. I've had so many people just jump up in my arms and say, thank you, Congressman, thank you, Congressman. Yeah. And it is a godsend. It wouldn't have happened, cannot happen, without that genuine providence and intervention of Almighty God. When you pull in over 100 employers every year, right now I think it's about 106 mm-hmm. and climbing. Mm. And we got employers who hear the radio spots and the television promos that are going out about it, and they say, hey, I want to be there, which means we're growing on the employer side mm-hmm. each mm-hmm. year. We have more and more. Companies as diverse as Delta Airlines, Lockheed, Georgia up in Marietta, Georgia Power, AT&T, Kia, MARTA, FedEx, UPS, SunTrust, Southern Company. It is just awesome. And what is so important is that, especially in the African-American community, no community is hit as hard with the ravages of unemployment. Mm-hmm. as the African-American community. And piercing that down just a little further, the highest, the hardest hit is for African-American young men, ages 18 to 39. In some communities, as high as 40%. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but the point of it is, when we can get jobs for any and everybody, it's important.
That's right.
But Tawana, that same age bracket, 18 to 39, that's the child-producing mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. These young men are having children with no job.
And they can't afford it, exactly.
To take care of them. And we've got to also concentrate on that because, Tawana, as I'm saying up here on the floor of Congress, because I'm working at this from so many other angles, I have a jobs bill that I'm trying to get the Trump administration to attach to this rebuilding the crumbling infrastructure. Mm-hmm. What better place when we have a $1 trillion project going to get a job training and skills training attachment to that, targeting African-American young men 18 mm-hmm. to 39. Mm-hmm. All these jobs are technical, which brings me to my other point. The jobs now require a fairly high degree of technical proficiency. In other words, jobs that we had as short a time as maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Technology has moved those jobs away. In manufacturing and so many other places, it's no longer the person there doing the job. We got robots doing that job.
Yes.
So the issue becomes we've got to get the technical training to our people to be able to tell the robots what to do.
What to do, that's right.
Computer network and computer programming, the whole area of technical engineering. So we are coming at this from so many different directions. But God bless these companies, and God bless you all. What a great partnership. And last year, we had 21,000
I can believe
people.
It. Yeah.
And we were able to get over 6,000 jobs. Now, I want to say one other thing before my time runs out. Tawana, we're making a clarion call here. Help us all you can to get word to our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
We have partnered with this every year with our Veterans Administration. And we will have, we will have both heads of the VA in Atlanta at the jobs fair, both medical and the medical director of the hospital at the VA, Annette Walker, she's the director, took Miss Leslie Wiggins' place, who's moved up to be the regional person. She will be there with her team. Al Bacchicchio is the director of the whole region for benefits. He will be there. So if there is a, and then we got employers who want to hire veterans. And we got one employer there, Tawana, that not only will hire nothing but veterans, they will hire nothing but disabled veterans. Alec Carey, a company that's dedicated. We have many of our veterans that lost a limb, that lost an arm, or maybe lost both. I was on the plane with a gentleman, and he was so inspiring to me, and we rode all back and forth from Washington to Atlanta. And I'm telling you, our veterans have done so much for us, are doing so much for us. So please get them there. And also the VA itself will be there. If there are benefit issues, if there are problem areas, because we want to make sure we solve that. But also, they can walk out of there if they're unemployed. And Rana, particularly some of our younger veterans that fall in that age group that I just mentioned are unemployed. So I hope your listeners, anybody under the sound of my voice, please find a veteran. You may know a family member who's having difficulty. The VA people will be there to see who are concerned about their health and concerned about making sure they get the benefits that they have earned. There will be companies there looking to hire our veterans. And also I want to add, Tawana, that this is not all we're doing. I'm going to have Commissioner Camila Knowles. She heads up the Georgia Department of Community Development, Community Affairs in Georgia. We have, I was the sponsor of a bill when, you remember when Wall Street was banging, about to close down with all the cheat and everything going up there. And we passed a very good bill to bail them out and to help them. But I refused the first time it went around. President Obama, Nancy Pelosi, all of them came to me. What's it going to do to get your vote, David? I said, Mr. President, President Obama, we got to do something about the struggling homeowner who is the victim of all of this. They had nothing to do with this fallout, but many of them are losing their mortgage because they have been standardized, used as collateral, pushing people into homes they couldn't afford. The debt came. And they're out here suffering because of that. So what we have is we've got a bill passed where we would give help to these people who are suffering. And what better place to have mortgage help than at an area in an event like this where people are out of work and looking for work.
Mm-hmm.
So where our program is called The Hardest Hit. Down here in Georgia, when it got down here, the name became Home Safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I did was I said the 18 highest states with a combination of high unemployment as well as high home foreclosures will get assistance. Our first hit was I was able to get $339 million to Georgia.
Wow.
To help struggling homeowners who were losing their homes and needed help for their mortgage. And let me just tell you that send the message out loud and clear that if you need help with mortgage, you could qualify for up to 24 months of absolutely free to that person mortgage assistance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that money will go directly from Treasury up here down to DCA and to the particular bank which is holding that mortgage. So it doesn't go to the homeowner
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
we don't want to make sure sometimes you get it right to them. They may have another bill
they
want to pay.
Right.
And so, but this will be able, so if people come, bring your mortgage papers, bring other things.
Mm-hmm.
SunTrust will be there. Wells Fargo will be there. And let me say, Wells Fargo is the leading bank that is helping. So if you have your mortgage with Wells Fargo or SunTrust or any bank, there'll be other banks that are there as well. So come and you could qualify for up to 24 months of absolutely free home mortgage. And you got a lot of our veterans out there. That's one of the fastest growing, not only unemployment
mm-hmm.
sectors of young veterans, but so many are losing their homes.
Yes,
going and fighting on the battlefield mm-hmm. and coming back here.
And can't get right.
So stop that.
Yes, yes. You're also helping the small business owner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for mentioning that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people out there that want to start their own business. I started my own businesses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very nice, flourishing advertising agency before I came into Congress here. And we will have a small business forum where the Small Business Administration, folks from Washington and the regional office, will be there to help people that want to get a start in their business, but they don't have access to capital or
mm-hmm.
the funding.
Mm-hmm.
The Small Business Administration has that capital. They have financial aid to help people get their businesses started. And not only that, but we have a flourishing film industry
in
Georgia. We're the new Hollywood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the film people will be there. In my district, as you know, we got Tyler Perry up there to the north, up there in the south side of Atlanta, and to the south of me in Fayette County. We got the Pine Woods Studios,
where they
make the James Bond movies. I went out there. I didn't meet James Bond or
whoever's playing James Bond.
Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
mm-hmm.
plays it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fascinating trip. So how to get your business started. Now, the other thing is this. You may want to say, wow, look at all the things here, which are going to be at the International and Trade Convention Center. That's on Camp Creek Parkway
mm-hmm.
near Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. And all I can say, come early. Come early. We'll
yes.
have staff there. There'll
yes.
be people there to help guide people in. And we have it worked out where we get people in and keep them moving. And as they move through the line, we have assistance to make sure that people know exactly where to go.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing, please call my office. Call my office. I have an excellent staff there. Chandra Harris, Isaac Dodo, Patrick Husbands. I mean, they're all there. Sheila, I mean, everybody. But Chandra Harris is the district director. You know Chandra
yes,
well.
Yes, I do.
I'm a press secretary.
Absolutely.
She heads up that staff and deserves so much credit for it. I'm up here banging up here with Donald Trump and everybody else
mm-hmm.
who's trying to get the job done in Washington. But I got a fantastic staff back there in Atlanta that's working round the clock
absolutely.
Putting this on. Please call them, 770-210-5073.
Right.
And ask for any of those names I got, mm-hmm. but Chandra Harris is the director, and she'll make sure she gets, because if I were people listening to this and were interested, I'd want to get as much information I can. We will send you, if you call, all of the companies
yes.
are coming,
mm-hmm.
so you can prepare. You know, I always remember my grandmama saying, David, I want you to prepare for the storm before
the storm
before
hits.
The
right.
hurricane
right.
is
right.
raging.
Right. Absolutely.
And so if they go to work and dig in there, they can come out. And people can come out of there with a job, with 24 months of absolutely free mortgage. And see, some of those banks will have their underwriters there.
Mm-hmm. Ready
so
for you.
They bring their material.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the bank. They go to the DCA representative, Commissioner Knowles, there. They agree to take it for 24 months. And if there is like Wells Fargo or SunTrust
mm-hmm.
that's there, they can go over there and seal that deal. And because that money will go to the bank, they can walk out there with 24 months of free mortgage assistance and a job.
You know, that's great. And again, it's Friday, April 28th. Now, it starts at 10. People are in line as early as 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I would set that aside.
Yeah.
And because there's so much there, people have to decide what companies to go
mm-hmm.
for.
Mm-hmm.
Make that call to the office. I urge people to do that because that way they can register. They can get the information of all the different companies that will be there.
Mm-hmm.
They will be able to prepare themselves and pick and choose according to what companies they would be interested in, what their skills and talents are, and to take advantage of the time before that, April 28th. And while we will start at 10 in terms of moving them on,
yeah, yeah.
we will be there starting, like you say, we get there 6, 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of stuff. Get your little breakfast and come on in.
That's right. It's at the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park. And there are over 4,000 jobs that need to be filled. So make sure you come on out. You can go to the KISS website if you need more information. Everything is there. But the number to call is 770-210-5073. Congressman, I see folks are calling you like, come on back. You're supposed to be working. And
yeah, I got to go there.
We'll see you in a little bit.
But,
thank you so much for joining us, sir.
I want to say thank you to KISS 104. You guys have been with us. It's been a partnership all the way, Tawana. And the people of Georgia appreciate it. And let me just tell you, as I always say to my staff as we work, when you're involved in stuff like this, you're doing God's work.
Yes, you are.
That spirit works through people.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit that KISS 104 has given, and the entire Cox Media family, is just
absolutely
so important. God bless you, and thank you for working with us on this and getting the word out.
All right. We'll see you on April 28th.
Okay, dear.
Bye-bye.